You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. We have a big announcement coming up for you now from the federal government as they have just announced a new round of grants for the Indigenous Contemporary Music Program. Coming up for you now, I'm joined by the Minister for Communications, Urban Infrastructure, Cities and the Arts, the Honourable Paul Fletcher MP. And I first started off by asking the Minister, what is the announcement being made in relation to Indigenous Contemporary Music Program in Australia?
Well, we're announcing that $500,000 is available under a grant round for Indigenous music artists. This is under the Indigenous Contemporary Music Program, and the whole aim here is to create development opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians and bands. And so what I am calling on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations to do is to apply for this funding so that we can provide opportunities and training pathways for musicians and bands amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians.
And I do commend you. It is such an important initiative to develop and nurture our current and emerging First Nations musicians, Minister.
Look, it's enormously important. We all know that that creativity and musicality is such an important part of First Nations culture and the extraordinary diversity of that culture, and the different ways that contemporary music can draw on and build on that culture. So important. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians are obviously a vital part of the broader contemporary music scene in Australia. And so this is about helping to build skills, build abilities, build development so that we will have even more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bands and musicians taking their creativity around the country and hopefully around the world.
And so important to have our musicians develop on such a platform across Australia, Minister.
Look, it is terribly important. It's not always an easy road being a musician. It can be pretty hard going, getting those gigs, building a fan base. All those things can be pretty tough. And obviously, musicians are generally pretty committed and passionate people. But $500,000is the total funding in this particular round of this program. In total, it's a $2 million program over 4 years, and so this is one of those rounds. And what we hope is that a number of Indigenous musicians and bands will be supported, will help them on the pathway, help them build a fan base, develop their skills, bring their talents and creativity to a wider audience.
And as you just mentioned there, it's no easy pathway for any musician in this country.
Look, being a professional musician, anybody who has that aspiration, you have to be pretty passionate, pretty dedicated. And, of course, there can be some additional difficulties for Indigenous Australian musicians. Our government wants to support talented Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians and bands, and we want to help people on that journey. We know there's a huge wellspring of creativity there. This is about providing some practical support to help musicians and bands build their skills, build their repertoire, build their fan base, and get on that pathway to success.
And we have so many young Indigenous musicians emerging in the industry, so I'm sure this grant will be welcome to those young people as well coming up through the ranks.
Look, I certainly hope it will. I think of, just to choose, name one of so many talented bands and individuals, Electric Fields, who I've seen perform a couple of times now at the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards in Darwin. The year before last, I saw them also performing in Adelaide. Such phenomenal talent, but just one of so many talented Aboriginal artists and groups. And so the more that we can support our First Nations artists, musical artists in this case, the better. So much talent, and let's see some of those, more and more of those talented people able to share their talents with a wider audience.
And I'm so glad you mentioned Electric Fields there, who come from South Australia, of course. They're amongst some of our finest musicians in this country. I'm a huge fan. I've seen them time and time again, and their gigs only get better, Minister.
Yeah, they're amazing. And, of course, what's great about them is it's the fusion of different musical and cultural and creative traditions. Of course, Australia's First Nations people are the inheritors of a cultural tradition which goes back 60,000 or more years, based upon such deep knowledge of country. But combining that with other musical traditions as well, you know, what is produced is really inspirational and exciting. And so such great talent. And this program, this $500,000 under Indigenous Contemporary Music Program, is going to help support many talented artists and bands, First Nations artists and bands, and I really look forward to seeing who secures support under this funding and the great things they're going to do.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.